ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನ ತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನ ಶಲಾಕಯಾ ಚಕ್ಷುರ್ ಉನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಗತಾ ಮಾಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ಬೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ವಂಶಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಭಂಗಂ ಲಂಘಾಯತೆ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾದಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ದಿನತಾರಿಣಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ಮಾಧವಂ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಈಶ್ವರಂ ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯ ಮುದೀರಯೇತ್ ಶೃಣ್ವತಂ ಸ್ವಕಥಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪುಣ್ಯಶ್ರವಣ ಕೀರ್ತನಂ ಹೃದಯಂತಸ್ಥೋ ಹಿ ಅಭದ್ರಾನಿ ವಿದುನೋತಿ ಸುಹೃತ್ಸತಾಂ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 4 Chapter 12. The title of the chapter is Dhruva Maharaj Goes Back to Godhead. Text number 19. Sadarsha Vimanagriyam ಸದರ್ಶ ವಿಮಾನಾಘ್ರ್ಯಂ ನಾಭಾಸೋ ಅವತಾರ ಧ್ರುವ ನಾಭಾಸೋ ಅವತಾರ ಧ್ರುವ ವಿಭ್ರಾಜಯತ್ ದಶದಿಶೋ ವಿಭ್ರಾಜಯಾ ದಶ ದಿಶೋ ರಾಘಪತಿಂ ಇವೋದಿತಂ ರಾಘಪತಿಂ ಇವೋದಿತಂ ಸದದರ್ಶ ವಿಮಾನಾಘ್ರ್ಯಾಂ ನಾಭಾಸೋವತರಾ ಧ್ರುವ ವಿಭ್ರಾಜಯ ದಶೋ ದಿಶೋ ರಾಘಪತಿಂ ಇವೋದಿತಂ ಸದದರ್ಶ ವಿಮಾನಾಘ್ಯಂ ನಾಭಾಸೋ ಅವತರಾ ಧ್ರುವ ವಿಭ್ರಾಜಯ ದಶ ದಿಶೋ ರಾಘಪತಿಂ ಇವೋದಿತಂ ಸಹ ಹಿ ತದರ್ಶ ಸ್ವ ವಿಮಾನ ಆನ್ ಏರ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ ಅಗ್ರ್ಯಂ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ನಾಭಾಸ ಫ್ರಮ್ the sky.
From the sky.
Avatarat.
Avatarat.
Descending.
Descending.
Dhruva.
Dhruva.
Dhruva Maharaj.
Dhruva Maharaj.
Vibhrajayat.
Vibhrajayat.
Illuminating.
Illuminating.
Dasha.
Dasha.
Ten.
Ten.
Disha.
Disha.
Directions.
Directions.
Rakapatim.
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 The full moon.
The full moon.
Iva. Like
Uditam,
visible.
Visible.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
As soon as the symptoms of his liberation were manifest, he saw a very beautiful airplane coming down from the sky, as if the brilliant full moon were coming down, illuminating all the 10 directions. Translation responsibly, please. As soon as the symptoms of his liberation
were manifest,
he saw a very beautiful airplane
coming down from the sky,
as if the brilliant moon
were coming down,
illuminating
all the 10 directions.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. There are different levels of acquired knowledge. Direct knowledge, knowledge received from authorities, transcendental knowledge, knowledge beyond the senses, and finally spiritual knowledge. When one surpasses the stage of acquiring knowledge by descending process, he is immediately situated on the transcendental platform. Dhruva Maharaj, being liberated from the material concept of life, was situated in transcendental knowledge and could perceive the presence of a transcendental airplane which was as brilliant as the full moon light. This is not possible in the stages of direct or indirect perception of knowledge. Such knowledge is a special favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can, however, rise to this platform of knowledge by the gradual process of advancing in devotional service or Krishna consciousness. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are coming to the culmination where Dhruva Maharaj is ascending to the spiritual planet. Pole star, Dhruva Loka. He is going to go to Dhruva Loka. It's as good as Vaikuntha Loka. So here, it's mentioned here, as soon as the symptoms of the liberation were manifest. Okay, so this is in the previous sloka. It is mentioned, what were all the symptoms here? Because of his transcendental bliss, incessant tears flowed from his eyes, his heart melted, and there was shivering and standing of the hairs all over his body. Thus transformed in a trance of devotional service, Dhruva Maharaj completely forgot his bodily existence and thus immediately became liberated from material bondage. So sometimes we also chant 16 rounds and then wait, why the Pushpak Vimana has not come yet? Like we are thinking. So here it is mentioned what are all the things, because here after going through so much of austerities and so much of penances under the direction of Narada Muni, finally he got the darshan of Lord Vishnu. And then here in this particular sloka it is mentioned, as soon as the symptoms of the liberation were manifest. So it is not something we can put up, like immediately just lie down and do all these things. That, it doesn't happen like that. It may attract some crowd, but this has to come from inside. So that is why it is mentioned here, as soon as the symptoms of his liberation were manifest, he saw a very beautiful airplane coming down from the sky. So this is the, Srila Prabhupada explains here, there are different levels of acquired knowledge. There are many ways of acquiring knowledge. What is the best way to acquire knowledge? Google. The best way of knowledge, acquiring knowledge is immediately Google. Immediately anything you put in Google, then immediately acquire knowledge. At least you're putting Google yet, acquire knowledge. Somebody has to program it and put it there, then only you can acquire. You can't, otherwise you can't acquire anything actually. So this is like again. So yeah, you're right. Hearing is the best way of knowledge. But so Srila Prabhupada explains here the process of knowledge. Knowledge acquiring is like how to acquire knowledge. This is there are many ways of acquiring knowledge, as Mahatma Prabhu said. There is a pratyaksha. Pratyaksha means direct seeing. Pratyaksha. Aksha means eyes, just see. Just seeing, that is one way of acquiring knowledge. Yeah, that is correct. That is not wrong, anything wrong with that. That is also one way of acquiring knowledge. But what is the problem with pratyaksha? Any idea? Any idea why pratyaksha is always correct? Yes. Our senses are? Perfect. Imperfect. Perfectly imperfect. Our senses are imperfect. Because our senses are imperfect, that is why we cannot acquire perfect knowledge. What are all the difficulties, deficiencies? What are the deficiencies we have? Oh no, that is another deficiency. This is another deficiency. It's like we have imperfect senses. We have a tendency to commit mistakes. Illusion. Cheating. Yeah, these propensities are there. With these propensities, what we are trying to absolute? Absolute truth. We have this many deficiencies are there, and we are trying to find out absolute truth with this. That is the difficulty. We can't do that. So that is why pratyaksha, even though sometime it is okay, but pratyaksha is not always fine. Pratyaksha has some deficiencies are there. So the next way of acquiring knowledge is anumana. Anumana. Anumana means, what is anumana? It's like a deduction. Logic. Logic. Okay, you can understand like, oh, this is like this, that will be like that. This is like that, that will be like that. So this is like some kind of deduction or some kind of logic you can try to understand. Some type of knowledge you can understand that. Anybody has an example? Prabhupada gives many examples. Anybody has an example where you can understand by knowledge, this by logic we can understand? Very famous example. Everybody has a father. This is the way to understand. So he has a father, he has a father. So I will also have a father. He has a grandfather, he has a grandfather. I will also. So like the, you might not have seen your grandfather. Correct? You might not have seen your grandfather or great-grandfather. You might not have seen. But you can understand by anumana, yes, this is a grandfather. Okay, he has a grandfather, he has a grandfather. So I should also have a grandfather. Like this you can understand, anumana. So is anumana is a perfect thing? Anumana also is very difficult. Very difficult. Not sometimes we can apply the logic. Sometimes that logic may not be able to apply. So then Shastra gives another type of knowledge called Sabda Brahman. Sabda Brahman means the knowledge coming from the authorities. Knowledge coming from the authorities. That knowledge is considered like knowledge is perfect. Why it is perfect? Why it is perfect? That knowledge is perfect. Because it is coming from the authorities, unbroken chain of disciplic succession. That is the beauty. It's not that, okay, we are all like, I'm the greatest knowledge. No. Prabhupada is always saying, Srila Prabhupada always says, our position is like we are just a peon. Peon or some postman. Peon or postman. The postman by himself, he may not be a very rich man. He may not be a very rich man, but he will deliver you $10,000 check. How can he deliver? Because some of your friend has sent, but his duty is to deliver as it is. Srila Prabhupada maintains that always the postman delivers whatever the check or whatever the money due to you. He may not be richest person, but he delivers as a peon or a postman, he delivers you. So that is his duty. The same way in the disciplic succession, all the messages, they are all coming down in this way. There is no interpretation or no kind of mutilation of the message. Sometimes the message comes like this, but well, comes to the last, completely the message is completely distorted. Not that type of thing. So it is like previously they used to say Kashmir to Kanyakumari, the same Bhagavad Gita. Now we have to say, here from India to Russia, Russia to Antarctica, everywhere same Bhagavad Gita, as it is. As it is, same Bhagavad Gita. There is no distortion in that. There should not be any distortion. So it should be like as it is. As it is, it is presented. Then it will create a cultural revolution. That's what Srila Prabhupada always says. What is the proof? Like by reading this Bhagavad Gita as it is, hundreds and thousands and millions of people have become pure devotees of the Lord. That is the proof. Proof of the pudding. So that's by reading Bhagavad Gita, they become a pure devotees of the Lord. That is the knowledge. That is the way of acquiring knowledge. And also, there is another way of understanding acquiring knowledge. There is Aroha Panta, Avaroha Panta. Aroha Panta means Aroha. Aroha means it's just like a ascending knowledge. Avaroha. Avaroha means coming down. Avaroha Panta. Avaroha Panta means descending. So Aroha Panta is difficult. For example, I want to know about the sun. What can we do? Keep on studying this and that one, this one, this one. Then where do we go? We can't go. Oh no, I want to go to the sun planet to study. But you will be burnt actually. You will be burnt. The body will be burnt. Not the soul. What is that sloka? The soul cannot be burnt. Remember? Nainam chintanti. That's when we have to be very... See, this is what Prabhupada says. No? Like we have nainam chintanti sastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha. So, there it is. Nasaushayati marula. That's good. So, like this. So, we can't do by ascending knowledge, we cannot do much actually. Very difficult. Even here also. Sometimes, no? Like even working in a company, working in office, I will find out my own way. No, your own way, nothing can be found. You have to ask somebody, how to do this, how to explain. Then fellow will explain, this is the way to do. Everywhere it applies. Not only everywhere, the knowledge has to, somewhere, you have to get this from the source, you have to get it somewhere. It's not that I am like a self-made. Actually, Srila Prabhupada says, somebody is a self-made guru, that's it. That's it. Put a salute. Self, there is nothing like a self-made guru. Even Lord Sri Krishna, when he appeared on this earth, he also accepted a guru. Then how can we say that I have a self-made guru? I am self-made. There is nothing like a self-made. You have to depend on somebody, depending on the person. Depending on the person, this is the knowledge like that. So then, it is like, then Avaroha Panta, means a descending knowledge is very, very easy to understand. Like somebody says, okay, this is the sun. Like Brahma says, okay, who is sun? Yakshakshureshu savita sahala grahanam raja samasta suramurtir asesha tejaha yasya gyaya samprabati chakra kala chakra govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajam. Finished. The whole our sun study is all finished actually. Now PhD in sun now. That's it. You don't have to worry about what is this sun, what is this, what is that, how does sun work, all this. Nothing. Why? Lord Brahmaji says, what is sun's position? How he mounting the wheel? And he rotates everything. Finished. So how easy is this knowledge? Other than you do your own research, find out and get burnt from the sun. Sunburn. Like you get all this thing. Instead, you do this way. This is always the knowledge acquiring from the deductive process. But only thing, we have to be very careful, where do we get the knowledge from? That is very important. But if you get the knowledge from the wrong source, then you will be doomed also. So that is why we have to do some study. We have to understand. That's why Srila Prabhupada says we don't accept anything blindly. First we try, okay, oh, is this a process? Okay, let me try to put that into practice. Atosraddha, that is why you call Atosraddha. Atosraddha means if a person comes, Atosraddha does not mean that he has become a pure Mahabhavat and ready to board the plane. No. The person has Atosraddha means he has a basic faith. He wants to find out what's happening here. That's it. That is Atosraddha. With this Atosraddha, then Sadhu Sangha. Then Sadhu Sangha comes. Then Sadhu Sangha comes, after that what happens? Bhajana Kriya, Anartha. I think now this all the form bhaktas are going. Hare Krishna, have a safe trip and a wonderful stay in the farm. Go seva, go puja, everything. Hare Krishna. Safe driving. The devotees are going to the devotee children are going to the farm to have some activities, devotional activities. So, what were we discussing? Kali Yuga. No, I'm talking about me. I forgot actually. Atosraddha, tada sadhu sangha. But all these things slowly, gradually they develop actually. This is what. So here this mentioned, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, there are different levels of acquired knowledge, direct knowledge, which we studied little bit, and knowledge received from authorities, transcendental knowledge, knowledge beyond the senses. Krishna is called Atokshaja. Krishna's one name of Ato, Krishna's name is Atokshaja. Atokshaja means he is beyond sense perception. Ata Akshaja. Akshaja Jnanam. Because Krishna is beyond sense perception. This is like and understand that, and also Prabhupada says here, we can when one surpasses the stage of acquiring knowledge by the descending process, he is immediately situated in the transcendental platform. So, by descending process, one is situated in the transcendental platform. So, Dhruva Maharaj, being liberated from the material concept of life, was situated in transcendental knowledge and could perceive the process of the presence of a transcendental airplane which was as brilliant as the full moon light. So, this is a airplane. Sometimes, you know, our materialistic people are very proud that we are having airplane. Airplane has been there for time immemorial. If you see, like this airplane, it's how long Dhruva Maharaj appeared. So millions and millions of years ago, the airplane is there. Even Srimad Bhagavatam explains Kardama Muni, when he wanted, like when mother, Kapiladev's mother, Devahuti. Devahuti was performing so many austerities, and then Kardama Muni said, now let us go for a picnic. Where will you go for a picnic actually? So then Kardama Muni, because of his potency, he created a whole big airplane. That airplane is like a, now we are very proud of, Air One. I was reading somewhere, there's so much facilities there. Even if another airplane comes, and another fellow comes, you can put some this thing and then it can deter all these things. So many things. But look at this place, the whole city is there. The city was flying. Now you say somebody, this is like some grandma story. People will say, but it's all fact. Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't give you anything which is not factual. Yeah, the airplanes were there. And Kardama Muni, with that airplane, he used to go around all the places. And there is no collision. that disappeared, this disappeared, where it went. These problems are not there. Now I have to fuel this, I have to get down here, and then two planes are going to collide. All these problems are not there. There is no traffic controller, no air traffic controller, nothing there. But still it was working. So it's like, what is this? We should not be very proud. You have done something, but it's already been done by all these authorities. Different ways. Different ways is done. So after all, we need some kind of transportation is needed. Previously people used to go and walk, very simple. No problem at all. And then they used to have carts and other things. Now the steam engine, that one, this one, and then all these different modern equipments. All these things are there, but they all have their own limitation. They will take you up to a certain level only. Sometimes may not take also. If the accident, you will sit there only. You don't even, the freeway accident, you will be sitting there only. It won't take you anywhere actually. It will be sitting same place. Can't take you. But here, what we are talking about is the airplane which the Vishnu Dutas have brought. This will take you beyond this material. Beyond this material. That type of, beyond birth and death. Beyond that type of airplane. That is what we are talking about. We are not talking about some mundane aircraft, Boeing, all these things. We are not talking about that. We are talking about this spiritual airplane where this is like going to take us back home, back to Godhead. And then it's not like this airplane, it's not, we should not think that, okay, this airplane is like only exclusively reserved for Dhruva Maharaj only. No, this airplane is available for everyone. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, this airplane is available for everyone. But only thing is, we have to book the ticket. We have to pay the price and book the ticket and wait for that the boarding call. We have to do that. The process is given. That is why here it was visible to Dhruva Maharaj. But others, some of the people, they could not perceive. That's why it says here. He was situated in a transcendental knowledge and could perceive the presence of a transcendental aeroplane which was as brilliant as the full moon light. This is not possible in the stages of direct or indirect perception of knowledge. So, it may not be possible. So, we should have some patience. We have to execute devotional service. They'll take some time. Utsahan, nischayat, dharyat, tattat karma pravatanat, sangatyaha sato vritte, sadbhir bhaktir, prasidhyati. Virasyati is another six. So, sadbhir bhaktir, prasidhyati. So, this is the, we have to have a little bit of patience. Yes, we have to perform devotional service slowly and steadily. No problem. If it is slow, no problem. We are not worried about slowness, but it has to be steady. Then we perform devotional service. So then we can understand. Then this is like a by the, if you have that vision, you can see. Actually, one time Srila Prabhupada, I think there was a Ratha Yatra or something. Not that much crowd was there. So devotees were a little bit upset. And then Prabhupada said, "Oh, you didn't see Narada Muni? All this, everybody was there. They were all dancing." Huh? He could see, Prabhupada could see all of them, but we could not see anyone. We just see only this few people only. But that is the beauty of seeing the the Vaishnava, the Mahabhavat, can see all these things. Everything is there. Srila Prabhupada says. Srila Prabhupada, when he was in New York, and then Prabhupada said, I could see all the temples, communities, this, that, everything I could see. Even though it is going to happen down the track, maybe 30, 40, 50 years, he could see all of them. How he could see? He was not like astrologer or something, not like that. Because he was a completely Mahabhava, he could see, perceive these things are happening, but time is separating. So for us also, we have to follow the process. The follow process given by acharyas, given by the previous authorities, that process will work. The process has worked in the past. Maharaj, Ambarisha Maharaj, Dhru Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, all these great, great personalities has worked. Why it will not work for us? We should have faith. Yes, this process has already worked in the past, and the process is a tested process. This process will work now also, provided we follow the process. Process is easy, application is difficult. That's our problem. Process is easy, chanting Hare Krishna, taking Krishna Bhava. Every day I'm doing that only. Yeah, but we have to continue to do, and then slowly and steadily these things will happen. So, and Srila Prabhupada says, this is not possible at the stages of direct or indirect perception of knowledge. Such knowledge is a special favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This knowledge is a very special favor of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So where does it in Bhagavad Gita, it says Supreme Lord is very, very merciful and he is giving this special favor? You have to, little bit of, Prabhupada says and finishes, but we, from our side we have to understand, where in Bhagavad Gita or anywhere else says this special favor? Anybody can remember anything, any sloka, sentence? Yes? Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Very important. That's what I was also thinking. Thank you, Prabhupada. Because this is dadami buddhi yoham tam enamam upayantite tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam. This is Krishna always very, very clever actually. He puts a condition first. Desham satata yuktanam. Then only dadami buddhi yoham will come. Desham, this is 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, sloka number 10. This is like a 10th sloka, 10th chapter, sloka number 10, this is Chatur Sloki Bhagavad Gita. So, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayantite. Krishna makes arrangement. Krishna personally charts the all plan. And the plane also. The plan and plane also, he only says. See, he makes the arrangement. He says, in the next few verses, you will see, Lord Krishna, Vishnu has specially sent this plane for you. He is so merciful to the living entity, because he is such a young age, he had taken this process of devotional service, completely he just staying in the forest and performing all these great austerities under the direction of Narada Muni. So Krishna is also, he is a very kind person. We should not think that Krishna is like some Hitler or something, is trying to just with the sticker in the hand and the leg. No, Krishna is very, very merciful. He knows our limitation. He knows our problems. That is when, even though there are deficiencies are there, Krishna is ready to adjust little bit. He is ready to adjust. He is giving opportunity again and again, again and again, again. He will fall down 1, 2, 3, 4. He is just trying to pick up. So, Tesham Satata Yuktanam. That is what he wants. Krishna says, do this. If you are always thinking of me, Tesham Satata Yuktanam and Bhajatam Preeti Purvaham. Bhaja, worship me, Preeti Purvaham, with Preeti, with love, with affection. If you can do that, then what will I do for you? Dadami buddhi yoham tam enamam upaya. I will give you the intelligence by which you will come back. You may not have anything. I don't have anything for that matter. I don't have. But I just try. This is the only thing. As a living entity, we can do only one thing. We can desire and we can try. Yes, I want to do this. I want to do this for Krishna. I just want to some endeavor. I can make an endeavor. We can make only endeavor only. Other than that, we don't have any capacity. So if we make an endeavor, then Krishna sees that endeavor as a Paramatma. He sees that immediately, okay, you are making an endeavor to do something for me, for my business. Then what Krishna says? Yes, I will give you all these things needed. Whatever needed, I will give you. He says in the next sloka, Tesham Yevana. Anukampartha. Anukampa means mercy. Anukampartha. Tesham evanukampartham aham ajnanajam tamah nashayami atma bhavasto jnana dhipena bhasvata. He said anukampartham. Because of the mercy, he is removing the darkness of ignorance by the torch of knowledge. The same like ajnana timirandasya. Similar ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya shakshur unmilitam vena tasmai shri gurave nama. Same way Krishna says tesham evan anukampartham. Evanukampartham. Anukampartham means because of his causeless mercy, he removed. Otherwise, in this darkness will not be removed at all. Very difficult. Ajnana. Ajnana is very, very difficult to remove. But because we are engaged in devotional service, because of this engagement, Krishna see, oh, this person is struggling. Let me, okay, just, I will remove this, all this ajnana. Then tesham evanukam partham aham ajnanajam tamaha tamaha nashayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhasvata. I remove it so that you can see the glowing light. Krishna does that because of the unlimited mercy of Krishna, because his paternal affection for the living entity. Krishna does that. Krishna says, Prabhupada says in a purport also that when the person surrenders to Krishna, Krishna orders Maya Devi, don't touch him, don't touch this fellow. He has already surrendered to me, you don't have any adhikar, that's it. Then Maya Devi salutes only, doesn't do anything, any kind of tricks. No, it doesn't do any tricks for him, because Krishna is affection. Sometimes we say, leave him alone. Like, so same way Krishna says, Maya Devi, leave him alone, don't touch him, because he already surrendered to me. What is your business here? You don't have any business. So that is, but Krishna doesn't do for everyone, but we have to become a recipient for Krishna. If Krishna has to make a statement, then we have to reciprocate with Krishna. We have to behave like a Prahlad Maharaj. Krishna Narasingadeva said, Prahlad, for you the material life will not touch you. Finished. If that guarantee is given, then only Prahlad was okay. At least then, based on your desire, I can take up the kingdom. Otherwise, what is the use? So we also have to understand like this. We have to understand, yes, these things are there, all the facilities are there, but as long as we don't get carried away by these things, because otherwise, like again, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatare sayanam. This cycle will continue. And there is, but here we are talking about the aeroplane, the process by which we can get out of this material world. So here, And the best type of knowledge is, like it's mentioned, is Srimad Bhagavatam. Like there are very varieties of knowledge. There are Vedas are there, Upanishads are there, Mahabharata, Itihasa, Purana, everything is there. But the best knowledge is from Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, is Amalam Purana. This Purana is, there is no flaw in this. And Srimad Bhagavatam talks about the only the devotional service, Krishna and Krishna's devotion. There is no artha, no kama, not even moksha. Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't talk about even moksha also. The best thing is, like, that is why, and what is the, this is like moksha, and then talk about only how to get the process. This is like a sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana. What are we supposed to achieve? We have to achieve Krishna prema. And then Srimad Bhagavatam talks about that. And a person engaged in devotional service, automatically, if somebody, assuming, like Prabhupada says in the purport, that the person may not be very intelligent, he may not be able to read all the books given by the spiritual master, but if he is sincere, and if he is trying to follow the process, then Krishna from within gives the understanding. Right? Also Srimad Bhagavatam says, Vasudeve Bhavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Janayantyasu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayat Ahaitukam. If somebody engages in the service of Vasudev, what happens to the person? The person automatically, what people are aspiring for to get vairagya and jnana, that is just coming as a byproduct. Jnana and vairagya is just a byproduct of bhakti. It's not like a bhakti, Krishna prema is the main process. And by doing this, automatically you get jnana and vairagya. Automatically it is coming. You don't have to make a special attempt to get a vairagya. How to get vairagya in 30 days? How to get away? No, you don't have to do that. You automatically get. By performing devotional service, you get. That is why the process given for us is like engaging in devotional service. And Krishna says, Nachatasmat manusheshu kaschin me priyakrittama. This is why trying to understand this knowledge and assimilate this knowledge and try to give this knowledge, then we get Krishna's mercy. Once you get Krishna's mercy, then you don't have to worry about anything. Then your journey back home, back to God, your transcendental airplane is ready. But only thing, now it is not visible. Now it is all like a clouded only. Cloud. Now we don't see. But when we engage in our devotional service, pure devotional service, then we will also be entitled. And like when Dhruva Maharaj, when about to go in the airplane, he was just thinking about his mother. Oh, my mother, she gave so much instructions. Now I don't want to. So as soon as the thought came to his mind, immediately the Vishnu Duta said, don't worry, the other airplane, your mother is already going there. So look at this thing. Because preaching, this is like when you give a message to somebody and then you are like immediately becoming in the good books of Krishna. You try to give the knowledge to others, you become very favorable to Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, end of Bhagavad Gita, this is like there is no one more dear to me than one. He preaches this message. So we all want to be in the good books of Krishna, because then automatically our journey also is guaranteed actually. So that is why we have to, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, all the acharyas have given, Bharata Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoilaja, Janma Sartaha Kari Paropakar. This Paropakar business is for our, that is our business. Our business is Paropakar business. Paropakar business means doing the welfare for all the living entities. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Not that only, I am happy, I am doing my devotional service, I will go back home, back to God. Oh, that is okay. But Prahlad Maharaj was not like that. All the acharyas were not like that. No, Prahlad Maharaj very flatly say, I don't want to come to Vaikuntha. If at all I come, I want to come with all the Rakshasa friends also. I want to bring all of them. Our process is like that. We want to go, fine, but we don't want to go alone. We are like a Goshti. The whole Goshti has to go. This means all Albert Park. Not only Albert Park, the whole thing. Vasudeva Datta, he was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotee. He was very, very compassionate. He said, now these people are suffering so much, and then please, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, liberate all of them. If you want to give their karma, just give it to me. Let me suffer here. Let them all be liberated. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by your thinking only they will be liberated. Don't worry about that. You don't have to take their karma. So like this, Vaishnava mood should be like that. How can I help? How can we do something? Instead of what I can get from here, what can I do here? What is in for me? The material world, the whole process is like this. What is in for me? Then only the whole thing starts. What is there for me? Then only, something there. Okay, let me go. Otherwise, no, but here, the whole idea, the paradigm shift is like completely changed. What can I do? Think about that. And like Krishna, every time people are like, please give me the. But somebody can, Krishna, what can I do for you? Then Krishna gets a shock. What is this? Somebody is coming and asking, what can I do for you? So then, that is the whole process. Instead of the, because so many times people go, Tanam Dehi, Putram Dehi, Danyam Dehi, this Dehi, that Dehi. We keep on going with the shopping list. Instead, Krishna has already given everything. Instead, we go and Krishna, you have already given everything. Let me do something for you. Then what kind of, even if a material sense you think about, and you have a father. Okay, your father, your children are there. Always asking this. Father, can I do something for you? How much happiness you get actually? How much happiness? Here is my son or my daughter coming and asking, what can I do for you? Instead of what can I get from you? So the same, but Krishna is, you can't compare like our happiness. Krishna is very, very happy that when we engage in our devotional service without expecting, Krishna is going to give me this, I'm putting $1 in the undial, I'm going to get Tots Lotto 100 million. No, not that. I'm going to do something for Krishna without expectation, without motivation. If you do something, Krishna, how much Krishna is happy with that? Krishna is ready to reciprocate. Krishna is ready to give the whole thing. So that is what we have to keep in our mind. That Krishna, yes, I want to do something. So many lifetimes I have keep on doing something for so many things. But now this lifetime, let me do something for you. Let me try to understand this knowledge. Let me try to follow the process. Then Krishna's full assurance is there. Radami Buddhi Yohantam Enamam Upa. Krishna makes arrangement. It's not like at one stage our effort stops. We can't do after that. After that we have to depend on the Guru and Krishna's mercy. Then only we go. So that we have to depend on Krishna and Guru. And then given the process given by Srila Prabhupada is very, very wonderful process. Very wonderful process we can just do. Anybody can do, wherever you can do. If you can come to temple, well and good. If you can't come to temple, wherever you are from there only you follow. So all these facilities are there. So we want to take advantage of this process and try to perfect this life. And as like a Dhruva Maharaj was like going back home, back to garden. And we will also, it's a guarantee that somebody follows the process given by the acharyas and doing that, then they will go back home, back to garden. There is no doubt about that. Asamshaya. Asamshaya. Same way, when we follow the process given by the acharyas and do the necessary sadhana, everything in devotional service, then we will also be guaranteed. We will also go back home, back to garden. And the thing is, we should not have any doubt about that. Oh, this will happen to Prahlad, it happened, Dhruva, it happened, Mama Ambarish Maharaj, it happened. Why not us? It will happen us also. But we have to be very, very steady in following the process, doing the devotional service without any motive, without any interruption. Then Krishna will be merciful to us also, and then we will also be a recipient of Krishna's mercy, and then we'll go back home, back to God. Okay, stop here. If there are any questions or comments? Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Lord Krishna says similar thing in 9th chapter.
Yogakshemam vaha. Krishna, yes, Krishna. Actually, the whole Bhagavad Gita is so much of guarantee. Actually, Bhagavad Gita is a book of guarantee. Actually. And guarantee not that given by a company or some person. Like sometimes, like you go, especially those who are familiar in Delhi, there is one bazaar. Lohi Bazaar. What is that bazaar? Sure bazaar. And you say, oh, what do you want? I want a National Panasonic something. Oh, yeah. Okay. You will go and they'll put a sticker and give it to you. No, I don't want National Panasonic. I want Sony. Oh, Sony you want. Okay. I'll put Sony sticker. Everything. There will be only one brand will be there. And you get any guarantee? Oh, absolute guarantee. Bilkul. But you go one round and come, the shop won't be there actually. I've seen that. See, like you go one round of that bazaar and then come back, that shop won't be there. That is absolute guarantee. But we are not talking about that absolute guarantee. This guarantee here is Krishna gives the guarantee, and Krishna will go to any extent. That whole Mahabharata is a testimony for that. Mahabharata is a testimony. Krishna will go to any extent. Nowadays, people say, you are run chore, you are this, you are that, didn't do that, Krishna didn't care about it. No, you do any nonsense, I don't care. For me, my devotee, name bhakta pranashyati, my devotee has to be protected. I will do anything for that. That is Krishna. So if Krishna takes that much care, or that much, he doesn't care about all these people blaming him, doing this, doing that, why? How much we should be sincere enough in Krishna's service, actually. Bhishmadev wanted... Bhishmadev also a devotee, it's not an ordinary person. Sometimes Krishna tests devotee, and the devotee tests Krishna also. Bhishmadev wanted to test Krishna. Which promise is very, very more pleasing to Krishna? Krishna took two promises. What are the two promises Krishna took? Remember? Yes, very good, very good. Krishna, I will not pick up any weapon. What is the other promise? Other promise? We are discussing that one. Name bhakta pranashyati. My devotee will not be vanquished. Two promises. Correct? Two promises he took. And then Bhishmadev wanted to find out which promise is more pleasing to Krishna. So then one day he said, I am going to fight so vehemently, I am going to kill Arjuna. He won't kill Arjuna. We know that. But he fought so vehemently that at one stage... Next second, Arjuna has to be killed. So what happened? Immediately Krishna got very angry. He picked up one chariot wheel and then just rushing towards Bhishmadev. This is what I wanted to tell. Now, yes, so for you, Name Bhakta Pranashyati is more important than I will not pick up the weapon. This is the transcendental reciprocation between the Lord and his devotee. Even though Bhishmadev was a devotee, even though he's in the opposite party, still he has a reciprocation. See? So then he may say, yeah, this is the form I wanted to see. So like this, Krishna makes very clear, my devotee will not be vanquished at any cost. Hook or crook, in the modern way, hook or crook. Somehow or other Krishna will protect. He will make the arrangement. But we should not take it in another way. Oh yeah, I will do all the crook activities and Krishna will protect me. Not like that. But we have this accidental, something, some small things happen. That is Krishna will. But you're not that premeditated, this thing, 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to fall down. So Krishna, you come and protect me. No, not like that. We have to plan. We have to not plan. Engage in devotional service, then performing some seva. If there is some small deficiency, small difficulty, that Krishna can handle that. But we should have, with whatever capacity we have, whatever the best of our ability, we have to do in Krishna seva. And then Krishna's protection is always there for us. Yes.
Yogakshem.
Krishna, yogakshema vahamyaham. Ananyas chintayantyomam, ejana paryupasate, tesham nityabhi yuktanam, yogakshema. There also Krishna puts a condition. Ananyas chintayantyomam. Not that I'll just lie down and keep on snoring and then Krishna will put, no, ananyas chintayantyomam. Always 24 hours a day, thinking about Krishna. Ananyas chintayantyomam. Where? No other chintan. No other chintan. That means no other thinking. Then Krishna will protect. Otherwise, no, like a, because it's a tall order. It's not an easy thing. See, saying all this is easy only. But to put into practice is difficult. But we have to start somewhere. Otherwise, no, we have to stay here for youngs actually. Better start somewhere. At least start the process. Even though I may be chanting one round, two round, do this one, that one. And Krishna is so merciful. Even if you have a desire, still you worship. Because worshipping Krishna, Krishna fulfills the desire in such a way that your desire also will go away. This is Krishna. Because if somebody, you worship Devata, what will happen? Devata worship, they will fulfill some desire. But your desire is still there, very fresh. But you worship Krishna, Krishna will fulfill your desire also. And also the seed of the desire also will go away. He will burn that also. So that way you make advancement. So by worshipping Krishna, you are always in the win-win situation. Anything else? Any questions? Comments? Okay. Yes, Prabhu.
This chain, unbroken chain.
Yes.
Like Krishna says to in Bhagavad Gita that there were, it was broken.
Yes.
And then I spoke to
some. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. He spoke to Arjuna because I'm speaking to you again because it was broken.
Mm-hmm.
Like how do we? I mean, how do we ensure that? How do we know that?
Yeah, unbroken is like a palena pariche. Palena pariche. So for example, no, like a, if somebody says, okay, people normally say, no, like, oh, how do you think your chain is not broken? No, like, people always, no, people will always come up with arguments like this. So what our answer to that will be, should be like this, or can be like this. So we tell, like, we are not asking you to just take up this, okay, whatever I am saying, you don't have to accept, initially, you don't accept as a gospel, okay? You just take it and put that into practice and see if it works for you. If it works, then take it. Like, for example, you go to the doctor, and the doctor gives you one medicine, and then you try to practice that and take that and then administer, and then you see if it is curing, okay, that means it's curing. So you go to the doctor, one doctor, that fellow gives something, quack. So then you don't get the benefit, and then your disease is not going. So what? Okay, the doctors are always nonsense. Okay, I don't go to doctors at all. So then your disease is still there. So it is our problem, our thing. It behooves us to find out a solution. I have a problem. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshana. I have a problem. I want to find a solution to the problem. So there is so many prescriptions are there. So then I have to find out which one I want to follow. Okay, but our problem is we have very limited life actually. Very limited life. So that is why we have to depend on the authorities. It says one place is, it says, yogi naam nirparnirninam hare nama anukirtan. Already they have done research. Already they have done all the analysis, all the synthesis. Everything is done. Now you have to just take the process only. Now if you say, now I will do analysis again and again and again and again. Research. Prabhupada always says research work. Na? Already the research is done by all the authorities, all the Veda Vyas, Narada Muni, Mahava, all the devotees, Mahajans, they all done the research and they given the cream. Now I'm going to do research. Why to do research on that again? Already the research has been done. So we have to intelligent enough to use the research, the conclusions, and then go forward. If I start the research again, 100 years is not sufficient. And we won't live 100 years also, unfortunately. So that is why intelligent person, yeah, you have to still do some research, little bit of research, you know, like, okay, I follow the process, and then you are not alone. There are so many hundreds and millions of people are following the process. It has worked for them. They have, this is the prescription. So let me also put that into practice. So like this, we have to, so for a person, if you say, you know, like, our way is the only way, other way, you, other way, or like, go to hell. No, not our way is not like that. Our way is, yeah, we are also bona fide sampradaya, bona fide process we are following. If you are following, you follow that. When Srila Prabhupada went to America, then Swamiji, we all have to, have you come here to convert all of us to Hinduism? This type of questions they ask. And like Srila Prabhupada said, no. If you have a concept of God in your religion, you please chant the names of your God. Whatever name of the God is there, you chant that. Prabhupada was very, very liberal. He never said that only chant Hare Krishna. If you have a concept of God, then you chant your God. And if you don't have any concept of God, you don't have any this thing, then chant Hare Krishna. So what is wrong? You see, if you have a concept, you chant your name. Whatever the names of there in your scripture, you chant it. If you don't have anything, at least chant Hare Krishna. So like this, we have to approach the people like that. People will be skeptical. Oh, other one also, they are also saying we are bona fide. This also we are bona fide. That is also bona fide. So then phalena parichaya. So you just, you find out the fruit of the tree, just eating the fruit of the tree, then it is a sour tree, sour fruit or sweet fruit, all these things we find out based on the phalena parichaya. Just we just do that. And the proof of the pudding is in eating. That's what they say in English. Proof of the pudding in eating. Just see, taste little bit. And that is what so many people are here. So many people are attracted. Even though before Srila Prabhupada went to America, so many people went. We don't want to discuss that here. So many people went, but they could not create any transformation of heart. Why? Because here the transformation of heart happened because the purity is the force. Because yes, the message has to be presented. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message, Krishna. Krishna's message has to be presented as it is, without any motivation, without any this is contamination. That is why it yielded so much result. So same way for us also, if we present without any motivation, without any interruption, then it will work for us also. We have to depend on Srila Prabhupada, Guru, Acharyas, then the process will work. So yes, that is why Krishna says, Imam Vivasvate Yoga Proktavan. So then he says, yes, because this chain is broken, I am speaking to you again. So he is re-establishing, Krishna re-establishes that. And that is one of Krishna's business. It's like whenever he appears, then he is Paritranaya Sadhuna, Vinashaya Dashkrutam, Dharma Samstapanartha. Re-establish the religious principle. That is Krishna's avatar. Whatever Krishna comes and he establishes these points. Anything else? Yes, Prabhuji?
Guru, as you mentioned, thank you so much for the nice class. One question is, as you mentioned, listening to the instruction, following the instruction is key to receiving the knowledge, right?
Yes.
Sometimes in our parampara, our Guru Maharaj does not give direct instructions to us. But then how do we follow that instructions? That these are our Guru Maharaj instructions. How do we take it in a mode that we are able to follow his instructions,
okay.
Though it is not specific to a person or individual.
Yeah. So that very, very good. Sometimes we may not have association with the spiritual master on a very regular basis. We may not like a hi, what's up, what is happening. Like we may not be able to do all these things. But doesn't matter. But what is important, more important is the guru gives the instruction, basic instructions. It's like a chant Hare Krishna. Because when we follow the instructions of the Guru, we are automatically in union with Guru, with Krishna. Huh? Yeah, automatically we are in union. Because this is more important thing is, you know, like Srila Prabhupada, when he was going, so somebody wants to always be with Prabhupada, but Prabhupada was always happy. Somebody is in the field trying to preach. Prabhupada was thinking about those personalities. Because yeah, being with the Guru physically, sometimes possible, some fortunate people can do that. But that is a Vapu Seva. Sometimes you will be able to do Vapu Seva. Sometimes you may not be able to do Vapu Seva all the time. So sometimes it is Vani Seva. Vani Seva is also important, more important, equally important. I won't say more important, equally important. Because why? Because the Guru's business is this, and then you are working for Guru's instruction. Whatever the Guru has said for that, you are trying to fulfill whatever the Guru wants to you to fulfill. So that way, there is no difference actually. Yes, yeah, sometimes the best. Sorry, you want to say something?
Yeah, also, it's not that you only have the one guru.
Yes.
Diksha guru.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes, yeah. Because what happens is, like, Diksha guru gives the basic instructions, and also you are allowed to take siksha. Because actually, anybody comes into ISKCON here, Srila Prabhupada is the first guru. It's already there. Prabhupada is there. Prabhupada's books are there. Prabhupada's teachings are there. That is the basic thing. And then, after that, there are so many Vaishnavas are there. So many Acharyas. So many people are coming. And then you can take instructions from them also. And all these things will be, and you have a 3-point test also. You don't have to take anything blindly. What is the 3-point test? This is like a sadhu, sastra, guru, vakya. Sadhu, sastra, guru. So we can anything you put in the test. Somebody say jump out of the window. So they say somebody jump out of the window. No, you analyze whether you have to jump out of the window there. You know, like maybe in the particular circumstance you have to do, maybe some fire warden said something, then you may have to follow that. But everything you can put to test. Sadhu, sastra, guru. If it is tallying, then that's good. That is why sadhus are there, and then sastras are there, and then guru is there. So, but final authority is guru. For an individual, final authority is guru. But that doesn't mean that others are not authority. They are also authority. Sadhus are there. They can guide you in the. So whether to eat khichdi or halwa, we don't have to ask guru. Guru, should I eat halwa or khichdi? We don't have to ask guru, because we ask here only. But when there is a circumstance where you have to ask some very specific, very, very minute question for your special circumstance. Actually, Prabhupada gives a nice example. The medical shop is there. Yeah, I have a disease. I'll give any medicine. That won't work actually. Guru is a person who customizes. Customizes what is your situation. According to your situation, guru gives you a prescription. So it's not like I have a problem, you give any medicine, anything, you know, pharmacist, you give anything. Won't work like that. India may work actually. You don't need a prescription. You just, I give this, they will give that. The compounder only will give all the medicine. So, but here it won't work like that. So we have to, that is a guru. Yes, he customizes. He customizes the instructions of the sastra which is suitable for. Actually, I will give one example. Srila Prabhupada once, like he told one sannyasi, you are a sannyasi, why are you going around? You stay here and look after the management. He turned to another sannyasi. You are a sannyasi. Why are you staying here? You should go around. If somebody sees that, then they will say, oh, what is this? Prabhupada says, one sannyasi, you go, stay here. One sannyasi, go around. No, Prabhupada was not wrong. Prabhupada knew the situation, the circumstances under which to give the instruction. So that is why guru customizes that. Yes, okay, for your situation, how to engage yourself in the best devotional service. This is your situation, it is better, and this situation, it is better. So, yes, at that type of time, you need to take some assistance. But otherwise, we don't have to, like basic instructions are there, that we have to follow. Yes, chanting Hare Krishna, taking Krishna Prasadam, association with devotees, reading Srila Prabhupada's books. These are all the standard, that you don't need any guru, anybody, any siksha, diksha, everybody has to follow same thing. Nobody will change anything to that. So then there is a There will be deviation. So that instructions are standard only. Standard instruction. We follow that, then it's guaranteed. Is that clear, Prabhu? Or you want any further? Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.